Hi, everybody. It is time for Isharei Oraz Tshuva of the Week. And we're going to be discussing this week a tshuva from a new sefer that came out. Very, very exciting. The seventh chelek of Rav Avadya Yosef's Yichavedat. All these years we've had six chalakim, and just in recent weeks just came out seven chelek. So that I'm going to be sharing a number of tshuvot that he, God willing, in the next couple of weeks from this collection of svarim, of tshuvot, excuse me. It has nice footnotes on the bottom. It has other tshuvot from Rav Avadya Yosef as well. Very, very interesting. So here in his tshuva, he discusses an issue that always comes up, and is what is a precise end to Shabbat. So he writes as follows. He believes, Rav Avadya, that essentially the halakha is 20 minutes after Shkia. And that is because he follows the opinion of the Gaonim. The Gaonim who say that it is 3/4 of a mil after Shkia Hachama. A mil is 18 minutes, it's 13 and a half minutes, and you should adjust that for Shaot Zmaniyot, the halachic hours, and therefore, especially for the summer, so just to play it safe, and also some Tosefet Shabbat, they say play it safe, 20 minutes after Shkia is already Tzeta Kochavim. Now, there's a major debate about this because Rabbi Natam disagrees. Rabbi Natam says, no, 72 minutes after sunset is when it is the time for Tzeta Kochavim. Now, who do we follow? Do we follow the Geonim or do we follow Rabbeinu Tam? Well, you look on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch rules like Rabbeinu Tam. So we should wait 72 minutes. Not so fast, because already we have the Sefer Get Mekushar, Rabbi Yonat Navon, both quote that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is not like Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, that even though the Maran rules like Rabbeinu Tam, nonetheless, seems that the old Minhag in Eretz Yisrael even predated the Maran, that we end Shabbat like the Geonim, and that would come out to be 20 minutes after Shekiah. So Rav Avadya Yosef says, essentially, we follow the ruling of the Geonim, but we should try to be strict and be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam whenever we can, since most Rishonim and Maran rule like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, he does note Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul disagrees, and it should be later. And we even follow Sharei Ora, we follow the Ben Ish Chai. 37 minutes after Shkia is considered to be Tzeta Kochavim. A lot of interesting discussion that you can have about this particular topic. What I thought was an interesting tshuva here, as he has in the footnote, is that he was asked by a rav from Bnei Brak, who would come every Motzei Shabbat and deliver shiur in Shchunah HaTikva in Drom Tel Aviv, in southern Tel Aviv. And he in the summer would come out if he's going, since the Shaon Kites, because they made the days longer, that if he's going to be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, he's not going to be able to deliver the shiur in Shchunah HaTikva. So there Rav Avadya Yosef says, look, you should follow me, you can follow me Karadin, not like Rabbeinu Tam, and end Shabbat earlier than Rabbeinu Tam, because you don't want there to be bitul Torah. You want there to be teaching Torah. Rav Avadya, of course, had attached great importance of teaching Torah on all levels of Jews, and he felt it was important to deliver that shiur, even if it meant being lenient against Rabbeinu Tam. He said, try, if you can, to avoid doing Isurei Doraita. He said, if you just ride in a car and not drive the car, it would be only Isurei Drabanan. Muktza with paying money for it would also only be Drabanan. So it's a good lesson for us, even if we need to be to do Malacha before Rabbeinu Tam, if we could try to follow Rabbeinu Tam as best as we can, but if it's difficult to do so, just so only to do Isurei Drabanan. Very interesting tshuva. Everybody have a great week.